For over 40 years, cattle feeders have been taking in the latest information, technology, and research at the University of Minnesota Cattle Feeder Days program. U of M Extension cattle educator Dr. Joe Armstrong says the agenda is full of tools to help make feedlots more successful.
Eric Lowe and Wes Gentry, they're going to be talking about how to manage your bunk and how to maximize intakes, and that's kind of the key to starting cattle, getting cattle going in your feedlot with as little problems as possible. Nathan Pyatt from Elanco is also coming, and he is going to be talking about how to use Thailand most successfully and how to prevent some liver abscess issues in your feedlot, which is a big deal for our export markets, and then also just dollar-wise when you're selling cattle to the packer.
To wrap up the evening, Armstrong will be talking about one of the most problematic costs in the feedlot, late days on feed deaths.
It really isn't just one thing that causes it. It's really about starting things right from the beginning, because all these little things add up and cause these late days on feed deaths, where we're talking about acidosis issues and ulcers. HBS plays a part in these late days on feed deaths. Injury is a big piece of that as well. So that's where we're going to kind of go down that road. And then, we'll talk about some new research that's coming out about congestive heart failure as well, so we can kind of explore some of those other things that aren't caused by all the little things adding up.
The first program begins at 5:30 this evening in Rochester, Minnesota. Another will happen Thursday in Laverne. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.